Pardon granted. We don't have a Jesus on the cross. He's left the cross. We have an empty cross. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? We don't have a Christ in the grave. We have a live Jesus living in our hearts. He rose in victory, joy, liberty, and freedom, never to die again, so that he could redeem us as well and prevent our having to go through the agony of death of spirit. What a day of rejoicing that must have been when he rose and realized it was all over. He had won the victory. The world was saved. David Brant Berg. The miracle of Easter is that because Jesus didn't remain in the grave, we don't have to either. We don't have to suffer the payment for our sins in hell or experience eternal separation from God. He took that payment for us and then rose in new life. And his new life can be inside us, giving us hope and peace as we are filled with his love. He arose. And we were also born anew. Hallelujah. David Brant Berg. Because Jesus was not claimed by death, not left in hell, we also can escape the agony of death and the awful feeling that we've done too many bad things, that there's no way things can now turn out good for us. In a word, Easter gives us hope. We can fly like a beautiful eagle or a peaceful dove, arching high over the confines of life and our own selves. We can leave behind the torture of our own failures, our own inadequacies, all that's within us that holds us back. We can soar into the dreams of our hearts, making reality out of what some call illusion. We can aim for heaven's goals and, with God's help, make it to heights unknown. Because of Easter, the hope of man is no longer limited to the realm of human possibility. Jesus died and then rose from the dead. So anything that he can do is now possible for us too. We only have to look into his eyes and believe. And the miracle of Easter can be ours too. Karen Bradford. If Easter says anything to us today, it says this. You can put truth in a grave, but it won't stay there. You can nail it to a cross, bind it tightly in sheets, and shut it up in a tomb. But it will rise. Clarence W. Hall. Thank you. On Easter Day, the lilies bloom, triumphant, risen from their tomb. Their bulbs have undergone rebirth, born from the silence of the earth symbolically, to tell all men that Christ the Savior lives again. The angels, pure and white as they, have come and rolled the stone away, and with the lifting of the stone, the shadow of the cross is gone. June Masters Bakker. Makes us have that confidence in God, in His ultimate triumph, and in His goodness and love, which nothing can shake. Author unknown. One detail in the Easter story has always intrigued me. Why did Jesus keep the scars from his crucifixion? Presumably he could have had any resurrected body he wanted, and yet he chose one identifiable mainly by scars that could be seen and touched. Why? I believe the story of Easter would be incomplete without those scars on the hands, the feet, and the side of Jesus. When human beings fantasize, we dream of straight pearly teeth, wrinkle-free skin, and attractive ideal shapes. We dream of an unnatural state, the perfect body. But for Jesus, being confined in a skeleton and human skin was the unnatural state. The scars are to him an emblem of life on our planet, a permanent reminder of those days of confinement and suffering. I take hope in Jesus' scars. From the perspective of heaven, they represent the most horrible event that has ever happened in the history of the universe. Despite that event, though, Easter turned into a joyful memory. Because of Easter, I can hope that the tears we shed, the blows we receive, the emotional pain, the heartache over lost friends and loved ones, all these will become memories instead of hurts, like Jesus' scars. Scars never completely go away, but neither do they hurt any longer. We will have recreated bodies, a recreated heaven and earth. We will have a new start, an Easter start. Philip Yancey, The Jesus I Never Knew. Resurrection gives my life meaning and direction and the opportunity to start over no matter what my circumstances. Robert Flatt. Easter is the demonstration of God that life is essentially spiritual and timeless. Charles M. Crowe. The simple message that changed the world forever was this one. He is not here. He is risen. Linda Bowles. A man who was completely innocent offered himself as a sacrifice for the good of others, including his enemies, and became the ransom of the world. It was a perfect act. Mahatma Gandhi. The nail-pierced hands of Jesus reveal the love-filled heart of God. Author unknown. Because I live, you shall live also. We need these seven words above to help us to endure the changing world around us that's dark and insecure, to help us view the present as a passing episode, a troubled brief encounter on life's short and troubled road. For the fact that life's eternal, because our Savior died and arose again at Easter after he was crucified, makes this uncertain present, in a world of sin and strife, nothing but a stepping stone to a new and better life. Helen Steiner Rice. Jesus, how I love you. How you've proved to me over and over again what great love you have for me. I was nothing, yet you came and died for me so that you might always have me with you. You reached down to the depths for me, and I took hold of your hand. You pulled me up into a glorious place, and you continue to show me wonders of your love day after day. How marvelous is your love, Jesus, to think that you were willing to go through that for me. As I think of the seemingly terrible defeat that you suffered and how it resulted in such a tremendous victory, it fills me with wonder and gives me such hope and peace. Surely you and your love will see me through whatever troubles may come my way, from now till eternity. David Brandt Berg.